Great to have you coming, Adelaide. A big, big rush hour edition coming up. Let's get straight to the great man who has an uncanny resemblance to a very well-noted scribe and former Australian rugby union player, Peter Fitzsimons, the one and only Andrew Juice Bandana Jarman. G'day, Jarls. I put a photo up for you too, family. And let's just say Fat Club, he'll be in there for a while. Look closely at the pick and see what's going into his mouth. G'day, Jarls.
G'day, Louie. G'day, family. Great to be here. I forgot I had it on my head.
That's good.
I've just realised.
It suits you.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
On a day
well,
like
we did
today,
a photo shoot.
Because, we certainly did.
Know, we're tennis players.
I tell you, we're very much the Bryant brothers, or better still, the Woodies.
And if we're rather be a Woody.
If we're you're Todd.
You're the weak link. Oh, yeah, because you've got a bit of ginger.
You're the weak link.
I'm always the weak link.
I've seen you, sir.
I'm not good, Luke.
And it's Todd, and we've had Woody, your mate, yeah. Mark, on a lot, who held the team together.
And I asked him over for tea.
Absolutely.
And he
burnt you. And all those years of bringing Heineken's home from tour just because you said you'd look after Luke. His mum.
Right.
Big, big show.
Come on, mate.
A couple of things to get through at the top. The Ash Barty party is over. And fair complaint by you made to me when I walked in today,
The Melbourne tennis supporters, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. She was getting smashed.
Kvitova,
you need the support of the Australian public.
Yeah.
That's where they get behind the underdog. But I know they just stayed quiet.
Where are all those toss bags that had been at all the sporting events over the years?
Honestly.
You know, what are they called again? You know, the Australian supporters
Flogs?
That are
extremists or
fanatics.
The fanatics.
Where are the fanatics
this
year? They're not even there.
Couldn't be stuffed giving our girl a bit of a support.
She
tried her guts out too, Ash.
Yeah, set
but
two
I was disappointed
was
with the support.
Really good call. Can I raise you one? A couple of new vice captains for the Australian cricket team.
Everyone's captains.
If you're not a captain of some description, are you any good?
Who's in?
Well, our boy Travie Head and Pat Cummins
have
been announced as co-vice captains for the upcoming Domain Test Series against Sri Lanka. I just don't know where we're hitting. I mean, the Mitch Marsh one was just a debacle.
That was, terrible.
It was always a debacle in the making.
Yep.
And again, it goes back to Warner and Smith just
hurry up,
wrecking the whole goddamn thing and hurry up someone and fix it or hurry up somebody and get it right. And I'm sick of hearing from Trevor Holmes, who I've never heard from 5 years. Now he's everywhere.
Now, the strikers are on at the moment,
Lulu.
Where
are they playing?
They're playing at Maui.
Did you say there's cricket on?
There was cricket on. So strikers, they're none for 63 off 7.
Oh, about time. At least they've made a reasonable start for a change.
But we can't get a wicket if we tried.
No, that's the Stars.
Honestly. We're playing the Melbourne Stars, correct?
Yeah, but the Stars are none for 67.
Stars are batting, mate.
The Stars are batting, but they're...
We were none for.
Yeah, sorry. So I apologise.
That's why
they're none
laughing.
For 67.
You were laughing because they've made a great start against
Pop Gun attack. After the seventh over. Correct, mate. Anyway, we'll keep you updated with the score.
And the other
one, Jarls,
can I ask a non-sporting personal question?
Yeah.
How come no one was allowed on your beach this morning down there at Henley? Did you say the king was coming down and we're waiting for rose petals to be thrown out?
No, we had a massive, big, great white shark 50 metres off our Henley jetty yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Normally the beach is chock-a-block with paddle boarders and swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up this morning... Deep breath, looked out, no one. Deserted. The beach was deserted, Luke.
Sun's out, plums out.
No one was there.
No
one in the water. There might have been some old fella having a little bit of a splash, but he was about ankle deep.
Yeah. God.
The big boy's out there. He's lurking somewhere, Lulu. Oh. So, family, be careful.
All right. Big show. Adam Gilchrist is going to join us to talk lot about the cricketing schedule, about the vice captaincy, about the state of cricket, and about everything else. With booty calls.
Yes.
Gillian booty calls.
Yes.
Whether you may have received one from you yet.
The king of the booty calls.
All right, strap yourself
come
in.
On,
Gilly
family.
Coming up in half an hour. But up next, let's talk AFLX.
Yes.
Let's get excited.
And no Trevors or Gregs allowed to ring.
Absolutely. Those are the rules. Elite standards here at the rush hour. You can call and protest if you like. We won't even answer.
Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Geez, AFLX is gaining some momentum right now.
Is it really?
No. No, I just bring it up because Pikey's spoken about it on Melbourne Radio this morning, and I kind of liked what he said. And for those who don't know, 22nd of February, Marvel Stadium, a Friday night, every club has to commit a minimum of 4 players.
Right.
All right. Still no word yet when the draft is. Geez, there'd be nervous types out there waiting to get drafted on this one. Of course, the teams, if you forget, Feist Flyers, Dangerfield's Bolts, Eddie Betts' Deadlies, which is going to be an all-Indigenous team, we're led to believe, and Jack Riewoldt's Rampage. Riewoldt Rampage. Should be Riewoldt like a tiger when he crawled up the steps that night after getting the silks at the MCG.
Now, a lot of these coaches, don't support this concept. Some do.
No, well,
but they're not going to put, they're not going to roll out their gun players to play this concept, Lou.
I know. And look, I'm a fan of the idea of getting some, making the schoolyard rules like this for a bit of fun.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
if you can pick anyone you like.
That's it.
All right. Now, Donny Pike has said this. Look, obviously there's a risk and he will be watching with fingers crossed. All right. But I'll guarantee it, and he's as much said it, there are some guys that just won't play.
Mm.
If they haven't done all the work and aren't cherry ripe, they're not going to go near this concept because it's of no use to them.
What's the use playing it then? But if you're not going to have all your stars playing?
I kind of agree, but I did like Pikey's point here. He goes, from our point of view, we see it as a bit of a commitment to the game. And I think, and I would hope...
We'll play trial games
then. Yeah, but if you're going to do this, if the AFL and AFLX and Stevie Hawking, you need to have in writing the undertaking of every senior coach slash club that we will be a part of it. Yep. And they're all in line with Don Pike's tune there. We see it a bit as a bit of a commitment to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't have that, and the closer it gets, it's really easy for the footy clubs to go, oh, he's got a niggle. He's got an England.
Exactly.
So when you're asked to submit your final list of players available, what do you think clubs are going to do?
Oh,
no.
They're going to roll out just their first-year players.
They're just going to send out the kids and the second years, or those that are expendable.
I want to watch Rory Laird and Brodie Smith, and I want to see Tex running around, Sloaney and Brady Crouch
game,
and Matt Crouch.
The best in this format source. Because it's loose, and let them play loose and unrestricted.
Yes.
And then you get the other one, and Twitter's always pretty hot and on the money. You get a Patrick Dangerfield, and Danger's fantastic when it comes to the media. Very giving of himself, almost too much.
I agree with that.
Times. Had I think there's a photo of him and his wife and his baby waking up Sunday morning. I mean, that's enough.
It's
Danger
for you.
I think that's too much information for me. But Danger whinges, and he's on record of saying the season is too long. But when the AFL come calling with some coin to play in the X,
with a brown paper
and
bag,
we'll name a team after you.
Where do I sign? He can buy two new boats.
He's in on it. He doesn't have to buy them anyhow. They give them to him. I mean, has he got time to pay to play X while he's doing his fishing show? That is the question. I mean,
now there's four superstars there. These captains.
Absolutely.
You just pray that the footy gods look after them.
Well, see,
because if you're a senior coach, you are going to be very nervous.
Yeah, well, it's
I totally agree with Pikey.
Well, is it not touch footy? Make the rules as such.
No tackling
or tag.
Oh,
but do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're going to have to make sure. And the way we saw, what we saw last year with the Zupa Dupas,
and what did we see?
Is that it's super quick. You barely get tackled, and it's just about jagging goals from wherever. All right, so you would hope for that again. Where does it sit in value for football teams in pre-season?
Nowhere.
Is it the big picture for overseas for the AFL to get their fingernails into something else? Absolutely.
Maybe.
But that's what it's for. So everyone who's going off, it does nothing here. The AFL don't care that it does nothing here.
No.
It's to grab the non-traditional football fan.
Where's it played?
At Marvel. That's why they're in all these...
So the drop-in pitches will come out?
That's why they're all in their superhero outfits, because they're playing at Marvel Stadium.
Will someone fly in with on a jetpack?
Jeez, I hope someone comes out with a big hammer, like Thor. Strikes down.
He'll be Thor.
Danger.
Batman. Eddie with the Black Panther.
What a
great movie is.
What a great show. But any of them. Yeah, Iron Man.
Jack Reaver. He'd be a singer, wouldn't he?
Jack.
From The Killers.
No. Well, he might be the pre-game entertainment.
There you go. Brandon Flowers will come back.
And Brandon might jump on stage to start singing out a number to help out. What do you reckon? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Anyway, put in your diaries. Friday.
Oh, lock it in, family.
22nd of February. I'm putting it? up there with Greg's and Trevor's. That's what I'm rolling with.
Oh.
It's hot out there.
Strikers are doing well.
It's hot. Well, don't laugh, mate. Give us the score.
None for 81, Stars.
Thank you.
The Rush Hour Rule Book.
Thought it best to delve into the rule book, Charles, alerted everybody with a great social media post yesterday. Great work, too. Well done, mate. Fantastic.
All the weather.
Some of your best work and really in-depth and... most importantly, insightful and helpful, which is two things we don't normally associate with you, great man. So well done. What is happening, though, the weather is just getting extreme. Right now, it's got a touch of the Jeremy Howes about it, 38.
Yes,
and I'm just trying to look through who's... Has there been some great ones that have rolled out 38 over the years? I'm struggling to think of any at this point.
Not 38.
No. I mean... Yeah. If we were to get to 44 tomorrow, well, Johnny Platton, that's big shout-out to the rat. Yeah. Richard Osborne.
Yeah, Osborne.
Harry Madden.
Yeah, big Harrants.
Bocky up on the Gold Coast.
Oh, Bocky.
Yeah, Bocky. 44's been really strong over the years and everything else. Right now, they're talking about heat policy, and I saw a postie fanging along on his little Honda on the way in. Had the hand gloves on, had everything on. Hot.
He was cooking.
Just hot. Yeah, just a hot breeze blowing.
Did you offer him a drink? Well, squirt him down.
I was in the air conditioned comfort of my ute, so I couldn't really offer him too much. But hopefully he swept past and got a good whiff of diesel as I went past him just to get the temperature up to about 45.
You've got a feel for him because he's out there slugging it. He knows he's got to drop the ladders off.
So our policy, I mean, again, you gave a great little update of how to stay cool. But, I mean, surely when the weather is getting as extreme as it is, the warning doesn't just go out to pets, elderly and family, and kitties and dogs in cars.
No.
Which still amazes me. We have to put that warning out in the first place. not good weather to leave
it applies kids to everyone, Luke.
Or dogs in cars. You were on dog patrol the other week.
Yeah, I was. Baby and dog patrol that people lock their animals in their car when they just nip into the shop or go down to the pub.
Yeah.
Right, I'm hot. I'm going to be doing the patrol again tomorrow.
Good.
Right.
Excellent. Good.
But, Louis, you're right. You're right. It applies to all of us.
I mean, unless
even
you're
in the studio.
Unless you're in an air-conditioned office.
Right.
I mean, there has to be a time you've got to be able to pull the plug, call it quits.
Mm.
I mean, if I'm on the work site, I mean, well, you know, if you're concreted, well, you don't pour concrete in hot conditions to start.
No, you don't go there. You have a day off tomorrow. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a postie. I mean, boys, I can wait a day for my bills and my letters to arrive. I don't really need you guys out there. And on the roads where the temperature's 7 or 8 degrees hotter. Mm.
Sizzling their tyres.
There's a heap of jobs out there, the boys that are putting solar in.
Yes.
You know, anybody who works in a roof, an air conditioner.
A roof. In those factories that are about 100 degrees hotter.
Well, yeah, steel factories.
They slug it out to keep us ticking along.
What happens if you're on the welder?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you, Lou.
So Stephen Marshall, if you're listening.
No, he's not here.
Or our Prime Minister, Mr. Scott Morrison.
He's
instead of suggesting public holidays if Ash Barty wins the tournament when there already is a public holiday on the Monday, how about you put together a Bob Hawke type number?
That's it, Lou.
And say, if you don't give your such and such workers a day off tomorrow, you're a bum.
Yeah.
The moment it tips to, say, 40...
Mm.
Or better still, just give me 3 hours in the morning and then take the rest of the day off and get
out of there. The boys were putting up our scaffolding this morning. Came early.
Did you expect them?
No, I didn't. But there was four of terrific lads and did a great job, but they're not working tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There was concrete being poured over the road from me.
Yeah.
No, they're nice and early. And it's just really dangerous work environment, and the hydration levels are so important, like you said. But
you've got to look. Oh.
Is the
they're saying 47 now tomorrow. Oh. Not 44, not rat.
Leon Higgins. From my days.
47.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, it depends where you are, too.
Yeah, well, don't forget, Sejuna and out Port Augusta.
Okay.
Good luck.
Oh.
That's a half a century there. That's a bat in the air.
That is.
It is.
It is. I'd be paying T22 if I was you, not Test match cricket in those conditions. But have we got a temperature? Have we got a set rule that we need to throw out there? Get on Twitter. Give us a call through the breaks here. 133353. I think there's a temperature. It used to be in the old days at school.
36.
Once it got to 100 Fahrenheit, game over.
See you. Home now.
Game over. Outski. Shut down. So surely we need that kind of environment, especially for those who are out in the tools.
Yeah.
And outside.
Yeah, let us know.
All right.
What is the actual temperature that you can down tools? And
then we'll take it to town hall.
So we sit in this air-conditioned facility.
Currently 22.6.
So when we walk out of here and go to our vehicle in the car park,
do we down
the microphones? Do we down the headphones? Or what are we doing?
We've doubled down. I think our rule is, and I'm sorry to make it
I was
all about
say,
ours.
What will be
if from the car park to the studio, how far is that walk? 80 metres?
Yeah.
80 tops?
About 100 metres sprint.
Let's say it's 100 metres.
Yeah.
And normally it takes about a minute.
Yeah,
if you're carrying.
And it, probably for you, it's probably a bit more because you go across the stones in the car park.
What?
To Earth? Over the chain. Earth. Yeah. So if I get out and it's tomorrow, right, and I get in here at the early
time. You get
here
as late as you can,
If it's 40 degrees plus, I just turn around and come back.
So ours is 40 plus tomorrow.
Well, I think so.
So we won't be on air tomorrow then.
Look, I've just been for a skin check.
You have two. I've had a couple taken.
Yeah,
that's a worry.
Biopsies, so I don't need to be exposing myself.
Be careful, Luke.
So do I need Ange to drive me in?
That's what I was Pulled right up out the front. That's
of,
it.
Of Canedo, Freddie.
Umbrella on. Yeah, I want that
and,
up.
And driving gloves. Dave Reynolds, I'm still waiting for them.
133353, quiz with no name. If you want to win $1,000, give us a call right now.
You're going to need more than that bandana.
Chris Gonford, oh, what a shot. We're going to call you. Perfect hook shot. All of the
time. Gilchrist is devastating. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
Hiya, man. Gilly joins us. Gilly, welcome to a brand new year, 2019, on the Rush Hour.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, good to be back. I've missed you, Blake. I've had nothing to do. Sitting out all summer, twiddling the thumbs, hanging out for this call to come through.
Oh, exactly. I tell you what, you've been a busy man. A lot of cricket on. I'll get to that in a moment. Yep. Gilly, I don't know whether you know this. Two big announcements to be made. One, Andrew Jarman is king of the booty call. Now,
what?
He's king of the booty call when it comes to celebrity names in his phone. So if the Crows get up, it's nothing for him not to call Rory Sloane at about 1 o'clock in the morning, Tex Walker, or whoever seemed to get the votes for that day. Now, you haven't received one because we've been smart enough not to give him your number. All right. But, Gilly, who was the last person that gave you a bit of a drunken booty call, or vice versa? You're on the way home from somewhere and you thought we better include them in the party.
It wouldn't be Haydos.
Haydos.
It wouldn't be Haydos. No, no, stay away from
Warney.
Him.
Warney.
Oh, Warney's he's a bit easy pickings, Warney, yeah. I've been spending most of my summer with Warney. That has been entertaining. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since
Is Punter get on the phone late at all? Rick, he used to be a good goer.
Rubbish. He's rubbish, mate. You can be in a text conversation. He's one of these blokes. You can be text back and forth, and you want to get an answer on something straight away. So you ring him, and not only does he not answer, then when you do a follow-up text, you don't hear from him for about 3 months.
That. Stiffed.
Oh, I hate that, Gilly.
Where's the etiquette?
That's disrespectful, Gilly.
Jeez. It is. Horrible words from the ex-captain there, but captains, a few of them flying around. But where are we going with the booty call? I don't know who I've had a call.
Just like to know, because, you know, it's like you get a few in you, you want to include someone in on the party, you've got good mates of being there. Let's put that and park it for a moment, Gilly. Something else I need to inform you of, and we don't like making big calls on this show unless we have to, and given the summer we had going down to the Indians and given what's happened in probably the last 12
to 18
months.
Getting pants in all three formats, Luke.
We here at the Rush Hour, and we're of elite standards, Adam, and you know that. That's why you're on here, for that very reason.
My behaviour, exceptional.
Yeah. Yes, we have banned anybody with the name of Trevor or Greg from coming on this show.
Trevor or Greg.
As in Trevor Holmes, Greg Chappell. For being responsible.
Sure. I didn't think it was Trevor Chappell. I don't know what Trevor Chappell is.
Well, unless we're talking underarm and cheating in the backyard, we're not getting Trev on.
We've shut him down.
Any one of those names, Gilly, can't call the station. We got them all to call up on Monday, and we told them and we apologised and told them it wasn't personal. But until those two individuals are probably gone from the scene, we're not accepting Trevor's or Greg's, okay?
Are we blaming the selectors for our performance?
No. I was wondering whether you're going to allow Justin to call in or not. Is he there? He's in my phone. I could booty call him.
Yeah. We'll just see what he's reading at the moment. Gilly, he loves a book.
He does. He's a scour of information. He goes circuses high and low. But, been a bit going on, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
So where are we at with the test side? Obviously, tomorrow we take on Sri Lanka, day and night up there in Queensland. Couple of young players get an opportunity. Do you think young Pekoski will come and play? Burns, Renshaw? What are you liking about tomorrow?
I reckon Patterson will play. Patterson, he's the one that they dragged in after a couple of tons against the Sri Lankans. I reckon that's a good call. Okay. He was really close a few years ago, and then they went with Nick Madison, and that didn't quite turn out the way they hoped. Yep. Common sense. You know, the worst thing the selectors did, and if you want to go and have a look at the Australian newspaper today, you'll see my column in there today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anyone wants to have a look. But the worst thing they did was name that squad too early.
Yeah.
Prior to that tour match, pick them all and say, right, bat well, boys, and there's spots up for grabs. And then they wouldn't have had to go and sort of drag Patterson into the squad when the other blokes sort of were told they were in it. But he's a very exciting player. Looks like a more old-fashioned test cricketer, bats time, patience. So I think he's a good inclusion. I don't think Pekoski will play. I reckon
just the
Burns
experience.
Will open. Mm-hmm. just because he scored more runs in the Shield comp to this point. Poor old Matty Renshaw, who I think will be a terrific test cricketer in time. Right. He just hasn't been able to string together at the moment. So he might have to just bide his time a bit longer. Labash Hagner. Yep. We're going with that name.
Yes.
He'll be in there again. I think they like Marnus. And, yeah, so hopefully they can get a run on. Of course, all this in the backdrop that Warner and Smith and maybe even Bancroft, the way he's playing, could back in around Ashes time. Okay. So there's still more unsettled times ahead. Selectors have made a lot of selections, but there ain't been a lot of players that have forced their hand to stay in the team.
So, Gilly, on that, on those selectors, and you spoke about it in your column today in The Australian, and I think we touched on this prior to the India series, that we named it too far out with a Shield game to go. They've not learnt their lesson. And does there need to be, or is there being an overhaul in terms of how they go about it, how they communicate? Matty Wade was still none the wiser 2 weeks ago, making runs. Justin Langer gets out and does the right thing, and then we finally hear from Trevor Holmes. Does somebody need to sort of clean things up inside and get the process worked out so everybody knows how it works?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the communication, and certainly this is my interpretation. Yeah. A lot of the selections and timings and so on has all been tied up in amongst the whole high performance sector or unit, and you know, someone said to me it's about logistics. You've got to name it early because of logistics. Yes. I mean, it's not that hard to book a flight to someone and say, right, you know, tomorrow you've got to be in Brisbane, get up there, you're playing for Australia. It used to, I find it's all become a little bit too structured and formulated. So rather than just leave it as late as possible, that's all I remember. You never knew whether you were in a team or not. If you had an Australia A game, you went and played your ass out and then hope that you got picked, and if you didn't, you go, okay, well, I'll go back to Shield Creek and keep trying again. So I didn't particularly ever feel like I needed a full explanation from the selectors as to why. Like, if you're not scoring the runs, you're not going to get picked. No. If you're scoring a lot of runs a la Wade, I think, you know, that could warrant a good chat, a bit of communication with the selectors. But if you don't like the chat, don't go out in the public and then slam it.
Yep,
just say, well, okay, I'll keep trying to do what I do. There's a few players there, they're getting paid $1 million plus and they're not playing a lot of cricket and there's no need for them to go and slam anyone. They're living a pretty good life and doing well and they work hard in training. But if they're just keep it all a bit more in-house.
Yeah. Well, just talk to the people you need to do and that's your coach and the people around you and find out why and keep it there and work on it.
Keep getting better.
Yeah.
All right, Gilly, speaking of not getting better, the standard of fielding in BBL this year has just
been atrocious.
The catching, mate, has been just ordinary.
No, it has been pretty below standard, hasn't it?
A lot of drop catches, Blue.
What's going on there, Gilly? Why would that be?
I don't know. No idea. Maybe they're not practicing enough. I don't know.
Have we changed the colour? Have we gone to the halogen lights? Are they matching the white ball these days? They can't see them.
Well, in Brisbane, they just don't worry about lights, do they? So maybe that makes it a bit tough. They can get an exception to the rule up there.
That's the birdcage challenge, Gilly, that one. Jeez.
Do you think the season's too long, Gilly, BBL? Because you blokes are doing a wonderful coverage. Got to acknowledge that. I'm not licking your freckle on that one, but I think you're doing a great job.
It seems jammed, Gilly.
It's a lot of cricket for us.
A lot going on, isn't there? There's a day-night test match about to start tomorrow, and there's Big Bash games after the end of the day's play, after a day-nighter.
Yeah,
there's
Big Bash. I know.
Look, we'll wait to see at the end of the Big Bash. I had my strong reservations about increasing the length of the Big Bash.
Yep.
And I will have to wait and see whether that's changed my mind, but at this current time, I'm not certain it's going to be changed. Cricket Australia are saying it's a long-term proposition, so that, you know, you've got to make these decisions over time, but I'm nervous about it, and I'm talking to a few of the players in the Big Bash, we've clearly seen the enthusiasm that the players have for the Big Bash when it comes on. But even there's a number of players have said, it's feeling long already and there's still 3.5 weeks to go.
Wow. We're killing the golden goose, Gilly. It's their short-term, high-impact, high-energy ramp us all up. We see the best of it, and then we get back to either another form of cricket or we change sports into seasons.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue that they talk about, isn't it? Losing February to other sports when it's still cricket season. But the Sheffield Shield comp still going on there.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
All club cricket still going there. Yep. That all Premier cricket around the nation. So anyway, we'll see. I'll stand corrected if it's a booming success by the end of it, and we'll wait and see. But a bit nervous about it at the moment.
As I let you go, vice captains. And that would be, yep. I'm talking Travis Head and Pat Cummins. It seems to me that the selectors have got the blindfolds on again and they're throwing darts.
You don't like the bowlers being in the leadership group, do you?
We're putting a lot of pressure. Trav Head has not cemented his spot in the side yet. Would that be a fair call, Gilly?
That's a fair call.
Right. Paddy Cummins is doing wonderful things.
But Trav captains his state.
Yeah, I know. But at this point in time, it's a lottery, Gilly. You know, you've been there. You were one of these.
I mean, a captain in India.
Surely you've got to, you know, it seems like at the moment, Mitch Marshman was clearly wrong because he's not there, but surely there's got to be a 2IC that's floating around that we can rely on to be A, to do their job and B, help lead the team.
I'm probably more a fan of one vice captain for a start. And then let's say that was Josh Hazlewood from the outset. Yep. If he's like in any position, if someone's out injured, you replace them. And if it means replacing someone coming in as vice captain for this, you know, until he's back, that's what it is. But I assume that they're uncertain through this. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around leadership roles within the game, isn't there? Again, on the back of all the damage that was done out of Cape Town. So maybe that's sort of, it's a case of trying to give a few guys a bit of grooming and then eventually getting back to that more traditional structure.
Do you need a vice captain in Test cricket?
You need certainly someone to be aware that Tim Payne go down, they're going to have to take the reins out on the field tactically and all that. So that's probably more so. I'd like to think everyone's paying attention in a team meeting and knows what the plans are and is ready to go in that regard. But, Nathan Lyons, the guy that might have been.
Yeah, Gazza.
I don't know what's happened there.
He's going on a lot of date nights these days.
Yeah, old Gaz.
Is he?
Is there a fear that Gaz may bowl himself too much?
Gilly, don't worry about the bowling. I'm more interested in the circuit call. Is he out and about?
Jars is in the know. He knows what happens after dark.
With his young 30-year-old.
Give him a call there and find out. I'm sure he's in your phone.
I'm sure he'll booty call him next time he's on the fizz, Gilly.
Great to talk to you, great man.
There you go.
See you, mate.
Beautiful.
Good stuff.
Chat.
There he is.
See ya.
One and only Triple M's own Adam Gilchrist on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Just before we get out of here, Strikers Action Jar, and they've done well to restrict the Stars. What's it at the moment?
They're currently 1 for 156 off the 19.2 overs. So the boys have really slowed down the runs from the Melbourne Stars the last 4 or 5 overs.
Nice work. All right, it'd be fair to say your phone is the modern day version of the little black book. There are just numbers of superstars and people in there. I mean, I don't know what sort of protection you got on that thing. I hope you've got a passcode and a few bits and pieces, and I hope you put names in under aliases, because someone finds that, like some boys did one day with mine, and ring everybody and tell them they were me. Jason Dunstall, Ron Barassi, and a few other bits and pieces. It's not greatly appreciated
at
the other end. Now, I hope will be a regular segment, just a bit of text talk. Who have you been texting with of late?
I text Callum Ferguson.
Ferg!
I thought of him. They had a good win last night, and he's been in great form, our boy Ferg. Yep. And with the strike, has been very average, BBL.
Have you put on a recruiter's
cap? I've already started because I get so frustrated with my boys. So I sent him a text, Lulu, and I'll just share it with you. Mate, I'm starting up a Bring Back Our Ferg March for the Strikers. So I want to get the public to march with me to demand that we recruit Callum Ferguson back to the Strikers, Lou. Because he's in great nick.
Absolutely.
Enough is enough. Dizzy was my comment. Matt Short, please.
Now,
Matty Short plays for the Strikers. He's had a very poor season with us.
Now, I'm just going to jump in here and double check you've got permission to air Ferg's thoughts on our show.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, I can.
All right, good.
He said, he replied back, ha ha, appreciate the sentiment. Legend.
Nice. Yeah. No, I did not.
And he did. And he did. And his last comments were, they had their chances.
Ooh. All right. We've had our chances too by the looks of the clock. See you later. We'll see you tomorrow.